Keep up to date with Kerry Business News. Follow In Business or K on Twitter.
And you're very welcome back to In Business with Mary Gallagher. I'm here up until 7 o'clock this evening. If you'd like to get in contact with us, email inbusiness@radiokerry.ie. Tweet us, we're @InBusinessRK. Or you can get in contact via LinkedIn on either my own Mary Gallagher page or the Radio Kerry page. Now, the Lincoln Irish Early Career Awards celebrate excellence and recognise the achievements of young professionals in Ireland. Well, their award ceremony for this year was recently held in the Guinness Storehouse in Dublin, and one of the winners was a Kerry man. Aidan O'Carroll from Ballyduff of web design company Avalanche was named the Technology and Data Science Professional of the Year at the Lincoln Irish Early Career Awards 2022. And the judge said Aidan's work building their company is impressive in its own right, but it's been his ability to evolve as a leader that truly made him stand out in this category. Building a business as technical as theirs in County Kerry is a sign that innovation and entrepreneurship breed everywhere, and he's a worthy winner of this award. Well, I'm delighted to say now I'm joined on the line by Aidan O'Carroll of Avalanche. Aidan, good evening. You're very welcome to In Business.
Thank you for having me.
So, massive congratulations to you. You were named Technology and Data Science Professional of the Year by Lincoln recently. So, congratulations to you. But maybe first of all, you might tell us about the awards.
Yeah, thank you very much. So, essentially, they're kind of just recognizing everyone under the age of 35 as kind of, you know, future career leaders. So obviously there's a range of categories. Like, we were lucky enough to win the technology one, and obviously there's accountancy, law, business, etc. And we were just lucky to bring home the one we did. And like I said, I think it's a real validation of our work, of the team and the long hours we put in.
And will you tell us about the business?
Well, Avalanche was started in 2012. It was actually our 10-year anniversary this past June. It's one of those, it feels like 10 years and 2 years all at the same time. So we've kind of been going along a while. And yeah, like I said, we kind of operate here from Ballyduff in Kerry. And we essentially make websites and e-commerce solutions for businesses kind of, well, obviously it started in Kerry, but we've kind of grown over the last decade. So now we kind of work for businesses all over the world.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the great thing about technology is that you can do these kind of roles from, you know, from your home in Kerry, you can work with businesses all over the world.
Yeah, it is, especially, you know, with COVID the last couple of years, we were one of the lucky few, you know, touch wood, that it didn't really affect us the whole pile because our day-to-day didn't really change anyway. Now, obviously, you couldn't go and meet a client, etc. But, I mean, Zoom was being used by everyone anyway. So, like I said, we were one of the lucky few that we can kind of work whatever's going on in the world, wherever people are.
And will you tell us about the business then? Is it yourself, and do you have other people working with you, or do you work with other companies?
Well, it's ourselves, and we have 9 others working here, and it's my mug in the pictures and stuff, but I'm very much just a small part of it. There's a great team of lads here, Francis, Tommy, Connor, Stephanie. Like I said, I'm just a very small part of that, so we're very lucky that we work very well together. And everything is going well for us so far. And like I said, we've very good turnover time for projects. Essentially, it's a team effort, as cliched as that sounds.
And did you find with COVID, I know we saw a lot of businesses, you know, having to pivot, that word became very popular during COVID, had to pivot their business and they had to try and move online so they could keep trading. Did you see a surge in people looking for websites during that time?
Yeah, we did. I think especially people who might have been dragging their heels otherwise, and, you know, putting it on the long finger, oh, we'll get to some other time once we could do this, etc. So I think there was definitely kind of a rush on people to kind of like, look, we need to finally get this done. So obviously from our point of view, that's good for business. But it's this day and age, it's very seldom you have someone who isn't online in some capacity. So it was a good start for business for COVID-wise, but obviously everyone was tightening belts across the board anyway, just in terms of spend, because no one really knew what was going to happen. So yeah, there was definitely a big surge, just from an Irish business point of view anyway. Like I said, it might have been a little behind the curve moving online. But luckily, like I said, it's good for us, and we've actually managed to get some great clients out of it and actually learn a lot of different businesses, even in Kerry, that you've never heard of or think of it.
Absolutely. And as you said there, you know, most businesses would have had some kind of a website pre-COVID, but would you have found that they wanted to, say, improve on that and make more, I suppose, different things available on it where people can buy things, whereas maybe they might have had a basic website with what they do on it, but that basically people could do more on their website so that they could trade online, and maybe that they wanted to go further and develop apps and that kind of thing as well?
Yeah, definitely. Like I say, unless we're working with a startup, like a brand new business, everyone will have something, like some capacity. So essentially a lot of our work is taking an old website that has kind of been left on the shelf for a while and essentially just kind of giving it a remodel and polishing it up. And like you said, people who might have just have a standard website, they want to start selling online, just get another revenue stream in with COVID, and even outside of COVID, just trying to tap into more growth and get more revenue into their own business. So we found that that was happening a lot, in that people were really looking to get finally break that line of trading online, because as I said, it is kind of an ongoing shop that you can have 24 hours a day if you market it well. So yeah, that definitely was a key component.
Mm-hmm. And just, you mentioned your team there. I mean, how do you find over the years, you know, say recruiting and getting the right people? I know we're hearing at the moment, you know, that it's an employee's market, and for employers, they can find it hard to find the right people with the right skills.
Yeah, it can be. Essentially, all our guys here, everyone kind of works from home, everyone kind of keeps their schedule. So as long as everyone's meeting their deadlines, then, you know, I'm not going to be cracking the whip behind someone's screen. But essentially, it's just finding the right person who's the right fit and someone that you don't really mind hanging out with for 8 hours a day, we found. So I said, I'd be completely honest, I'm terrible at recruitment. We always outsource it, or we just look for people online. And like I said, we're lucky enough that we found a good core group of people who, like I said, smarter than me anyway, who can kind of lead us forward. And like I said, it can be tough to find the right people, but I think as long as you're patient and everyone is transparent with what you can offer them and they can offer you, etc., I think that leads to a better result.
Absolutely. And you yourselves, you studied in IT Tralee, now MTU Kerry.
I did indeed. Graduated in 2012 from the IT and did my master's in Cork, and kind of fell into Avalanche kind of by accident. As at the time, the job market was absolutely terrible, so we kind of started just doing a few websites just for local groups, charities. You know, I was applying for jobs, and my CV essentially had my GA career on it. That was as far as it went. So we just kind of started doing a couple of local sites like that for people, and eventually that moved to a paying client, and another and another, and before we knew it, we're here 10 years on.
And how do you find the whole process then of, say, running a business? Obviously, you know how to build the websites, that's your forte, but then when your business started to expand, I suppose, how do you find that? I know you mentioned that you outsource HR when it comes to recruitment.
Yeah, that was a tough kind of learning curve, I guess, because, you know, you want to do everything. Obviously, just speaking for myself, a bit of a control freak anyway, in that I want to do everything and be in charge of everything and know everything that's going on. But eventually, you know, you get to a level where that's just not feasible. You're kind of hurting yourself and you're slowing everything down. So essentially, you just kind of have to take a step back and kind of move into a managerial role more than just coding day in, day out. So that's essentially kind of my day-to-day now, in that I design everything, but then essentially I kind of project manage most of our roles anyway, besides a certain few that I just do myself.
Okay. And HQ for Avalanche is in Ballyduff here in Kerry, but you have other offices as well.
We do. We have one that we've office based in New York and one in Dublin as well. So essentially, I like the idea of everyone kind of working from home / job sharing space. So everyone is kind of comfortable. I find that leads to better work and just a better flow, rather than 10 of us locked into cubicles somewhere, which it just wouldn't work for us and our model. So everyone kind of works to their own timeline and to their own kind of preference, just in terms of how they're getting stuff done. But, you know, as long as deadlines are being met and clients are happy, then that's the main thing.
And you mentioned there about, I suppose, the whole startup of the business growing organically from, say, doing some websites for some organizations locally to paid clients. But you work with clients all over the world now.
We do. Working with people in Kerry can sometimes actually be the exception, believe it or not, because we're lucky enough that we have grown to that level. So we do a lot of work in Europe and the States. It would be a lot of our work. Like, for example, coming up now on Black Friday would be our busiest time of the year. As you can imagine, a lot of e-commerce stuff, everything has to be ready and just have to be on call just for the amount of traffic and sales that are going to be going on. So yeah, we're lucky enough that we're kind of working worldwide, and that, you know, timelines can be a bit challenging, all right, with lack of sleep. But, you know, I have a newborn on the way, so hopefully that has prepped me for that a little bit.
Absolutely. And before we finish up, going back to the Lincoln Early Career Awards, which you've won, I suppose these kind of awards help to build your profile and the business's profile as well, don't they?
It does. And like I said, it's good PR, just get your name out there, just kind of get a bit of vindication. And I think especially because for choosing to keep HQ in Kerry, because as I said, you do feel that pressure that you have to be in Dublin, that everything is in Dublin, you know, this is where everything is, this is where all the talent is, the employees, the big jobs, etc. And so it's just a real vindication that, you know, you can do it living in Kerry, because, you know, I have no intention of moving from Kerry. And it's just, like I said, we're lucky to take it home on the night. And I guess, like I said, they had to give it to someone.
Very modest. Aidan, finally, if someone is looking to find out more about Avalanche, where can they get you online?
They can just head to avalanche.ie, or they'll find us on any social media.
Aidan O'Carroll there, of web design company Avalanche. He's from Ballyduff, and he was named the Technology and Data Science Professional of the Year at the Lincoln Irish Early Career Awards 2022. So massive congratulations again to him.